Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, February 15th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We pick up in Genesis chapter 35 today, in Psalm 65, and we'll be reading John chapter 4, verses 1 through 30. Genesis 35 says, Jacob returns to Bethel. Now, I had to remember, where is Bethel and what was significant about Bethel? If you look back at Genesis 28, this is where Jacob dreams, and he sees the stairway to heaven resting on the earth, and the top is reaching to heaven, and there are angels of God ascending and descending. And the Lord says to him in this dream, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac, and I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. And then on further down, you'll remember that Jacob sets up a stone pillar in remembrance that the Lord will be his God and that the Lord is going to protect him on this journey. And so today we read about Jacob returning to this place. Genesis chapter 35. Then God said to Jacob, go up to Bethel and settle there and build an altar there to God who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau. So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves and change your clothes. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had, and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell on the towns all around them, so that no one pursued them. Jacob and all the people with him came to Luz, that is Bethel, in the land of Canaan. There he built an altar, and he called the place El Bethel, because it was there that God revealed himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died and was buried under the oak outside Bethel. So it was named Elon Bakuth. After Jacob returned from Paddan Aram, God appeared to him again and blessed him. God said to him, your name is Jacob. But you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel. So he named him Israel. And God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, and kings will be among your descendants. The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I also give to you. And I will give this land to your descendants after you. Then God went up from him at the place where he had talked with him. Jacob set up a stone pillar at the place where God had talked with him, and he poured out a drink offering on it. He also poured oil on it. Jacob called the place where God had talked with him Bethel. Then they moved on from Bethel. While they were still some distance from Ephrath, Rachel began to give birth and had great difficulty. And as she was having great difficulty in childbirth, the midwife said to her, don't despair, for you have another son. And she breathed her last, for she was dying. She named her son Ben-Oni, but his father named him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. Over her tomb, Jacob set up a pillar, and to this day, the pillar marks Rachel's tomb. Israel moved on again and pitched his tent beyond Migdal Eder. While Israel was living in that region, Reuben went in and slept with his father's concubine, Bilhah, and Israel heard of it. Jacob had 12 sons, the sons of Leah, Reuben the firstborn of Jacob, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, the sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin, the sons of Rachel's servant Bilhah, Dan, and Naphtali, the sons of Leah's servant Zilpah, Gad, and Asher. These were the sons of Jacob, who were born to him in Paddan Aram. Jacob came home to his father Isaac in Mamre, near Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had stayed. Isaac lived 180 years. Then he breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, old and full of years. And his sons, Esau and Jacob, buried him. Before we move on, I just want to talk for a second about these stories. First, let's talk about how Rachel named her son Benoni, which means son of my trouble. But then the father renames him Benjamin, which means son of my right hand. And then we have a listing of all the 12 sons of Jacob, or the 12 tribes, as they become, of Israel. In the Psalms today, we are reading Psalm 65. For the director of music, a psalm of David, a song. Praise awaits you, our God in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Our New Testament reading today is John chapter 4, verses 1 through 30. Jesus talks with a Samaritan woman. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? for Jews did not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband." "What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. Here in the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman, I had to go back to remember, what is the deal between Jews and Samaritans? Why did the Jews hate Samaritans so much? Well, we have to think back to the time of the kings. And if you've been listening along or reading Project 119, we've been in the books that tell about the kings not too long ago. Anyway, in 721 BC, the northern kingdom of Israel fell to the Assyrians, and lots of the people were taken off to Assyria as captives, but some remained in the land, some Jews remained, and intermarried with the foreigners that were planted there by the Assyrians. These half-Jewish, half-Gentile people became known as the Samaritans. And then in 586 BC, the southern kingdom of Judah also fell in the Babylonian Empire, and the walls of Jerusalem were breached. Remember, the walls were torn down and the city was destroyed. Well, the Samaritans are first mentioned in the Bible in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah. In the 5th century BC, when the Babylonians had given way to the Persian Empire and the Persians let the Jews come back, Nehemiah, a Jew, remember, he curried favor with the king and he was allowed to return to Jerusalem, and they started rebuilding the wall and also the temple. But the Samaritans in Nehemiah 6, 1 through 14, that were remaining in the land opposed the rebuilding effort. So there's bad blood between the Samaritans and the Jews. And the Samaritans worshiped in a different place than the Jews, but that's a little background, and it's from BibleStudyTools.com. But we notice that Jesus offers the Samaritan woman something very important. He offers her living water, which makes us think about Psalm 1, that the person who is living according to God's way is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. This living water replenishes and refreshes. And that's what we get when we are in relationship with Jesus Christ and we see Him as our Lord and we are dependent upon Him daily and we seek Him out in His Word. And so we pray even now, Lord, that You would replenish us, that You would revive us, that You would remind us of Your greatness, and that You would help us as we go throughout our day to serve You. We pray this all in Your name, and we thank You for the ways that You have blessed us. Amen.